Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final hour, Gender Free Friday here on Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings. Gender Free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Bruins pull off a trade today. Your thoughts on it? We've got the NFLPA balking at this point from ratifying the new CBA. So you've heard the update there that, their advisory council voted against it, advised not to vote for it. The full players are going to vote on it regardless, and so they only need 50%. 50% and one player, 50.01% for it to pass. So it still might pass, but it's not being rammed through, or it's just not being blindly passed by the players. So there's still some pushback from the players on that end. We can talk about that. We've got the Red Sox stuff from the week, the Brady watch, of course. We've done a little bit on the fight, the heavyweight fight coming up on Saturday night. So all of that is on the board with your phone calls. Pat in Amherst brings us back this hour. He wants to discuss that Bruins trade. Hi, Pat.
What's up, boys? Well, I've been waiting an hour and a half for this, but let me get to it. Love the trade, and I don't think we're done. Sweeney, GM of the year last year, bolts are a wagon this year, already picked up Coleman, and I think we get Paul Murray, redemption tour. I'll see you boys in June.
Okay, man. I mean, it's going to be hard now to get Kyle Palmieri or Kreider or any of these guys without your first-round pick.
You would think so. But at the same time, their pick's going to be at the end of the round, right? So, I don't know. Are you better off having that pick or a prospect?
So, if you say, here's Vaakanainen, and that's essentially a first-round pick.
Correct.
You've already made it. He was drafted in the first round, and he's proven he can play a little bit. So, he might even be more valuable than a first-round pick.
Right. The problem now is that, you know, if it was going to take you a player and a first now it's two players. Right, and so you look at it and you say, does that mean they want Vaakanainen and Lozon?
I get the feeling this might be it, unless like Joe Thornton for the fourth line, you know, like a throw-in guy. I think this is their top six answer. He's a right shot, right wing to play with Krejci. So I think this is it. My guess is, forget Kreider, forget Palmieri. My guess. I hope I'm wrong. If they want to go big and bring in another piece, by all means, go ahead. But I don't think they're going to do anything else. And this is one that I just, you know, I don't love the sound of it. He doesn't feel quite big enough to me. He's just under 6 feet, like 185, which isn't small, but it ain't no power forward. Is he out with a concussion? Does he have a concussion issue?
No, it's been the flu. I was just reading about this. He's had some sort of sickness for the last couple of weeks.
Well, unless it's the coronavirus, it's less concerning to me.
But he's had concussion issues in the past.
Okay, so, all right, so there's that. And he's just not the case. 7 goals this year. You know, he's just not the caliber of Kreider or Trocheck or Palmieri, some of these other guys I've been talking about. On paper, most of you, never seen the guy play. So I can't give you a scouting report on the guy. He's supposed to be fast, not particularly physical, but fast and pesky. And he scored 20 goals a couple of years ago. But since he's never really approached that before or since. So he's sort of a tweener guy, so this is just one of them. I'm just going to have to see how he plays. And if he sucks, I'll rip Don Sweeney. And if he's great, I'll give Don Sweeney credit like I did last year for what he did at the deadline. I'm just going to have to see on this guy, as most of you will. The hockey people will tell you he did well value-wise in ditching Backes. Even though it took a first-round pick to get rid of Backes, he only had to pick up 25% of the money. And people compare it. I've been emailed with Mike and Woburn, who follows this stuff too much. He's too into it, but like other salary dumps, like for example, Patrick Marleau went. The Leafs had to give up a first round pick to dump Patrick Marleau, but they had to take on 75% of Marleau's salary. Blah blah blah. You compare it to some of the other salary dumps from just a pure technical value standpoint. The Bruins apparently did well, so he did well to get rid of 75% of Backes' money. He gave up a first round pick, but the prospect he gave up, this Anderson kid, is not considered a blue, is not considered a high prospect.
Second round pick two drafts ago, yeah.
And he's just, but he's never mentioned with the Vakanainens, yeah, right, or the Fredericks or the Stanikas or these guys. He's just not mentioned in that group of players. So I feel like he did well from a value standpoint, except if this Kashe can't play and doesn't help you go deep in the playoffs, I don't care what he did on a value standpoint. I want them, this could be their last real chance to win a cup. So this Kashe has to come in, and he's got to be a factor in them winning playoff games and playoff rounds. That's how I'm going to judge the trade.
I mean, on paper, to me, it doesn't feel like enough in terms of what the, to fill what their needs were. So, you know, look, again, you got a few days left here. So we'll know by Monday, 3 o'clock. It's the beauty of being on the air from 2 to 6. But, you know, to me, I wanted something bigger than this. Like, once you hear names like Kreider and Palmieri, and I heard, you know, someone gave me a scouting report on Palmieri the other day, and he felt like their kind of guy. Then you end up with this, and you're like, this feels like more of a flyer.
It does.
Do you care for a little bit more of a scouting report from behind the ESPN paywall from Puck Daddy?
Yeah,
so they say in Kasha, the Bruins get one of the NHL's most lauded hidden gems, which sounds oxymoronic, but bear with us. The 24-year-old Czech winger has 96 points in 198 games with the Ducks. He's been one of the best goals scored. He has the best goals scored above average per 60 minutes of any Ducks player over the past couple of seasons, according to Evolving Hockey, the Nerds. He's a forward who drives play. The Ducks get over 55% of the shot attempts with him on the ice at 5-on-5. He has a knack for drawing penalties, averaging 1.1 per 60 minutes at even strength.
So, look, I'll give a look, see how he contributes to the playoffs. If he helps you win games and rounds, it's a win. If he doesn't, it's a loss. That's how I'm going to view it. I don't. Again, the Backus's money and the value chart and all that, you'll have to do on your own time. I'm concerned about the team going deep this year. Does he help you this year? Paul on the Cape, waiting patiently to talk about the fight on Saturday night. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Felger, it's proselytize.
Thank you.
Stick to the monosyllabic words there. Maz, I got to go at you a little bit here.
No problem.
How,
go ahead.
How is Deontay Wilder, and give me an honest assessment about this, and let me refute this as well. How is Deontay Wilder entertaining outside of the ring? I understand his one punch knockout power, but how is he entertaining outside
of
the ring?
Have you heard any of the interviews?
Yes. He can't speak.
Oh, I love
him. Wrong. You're wrong.
I mean, the one of the first ones we played about him being able to knock any guy in the world on his ass is like, you know, and being anointed by God. I just think the guy's got a big personality to go along with a big right hand.
All right, let me ask you this. What's long, thin, full of skin, and doesn't know how many holes it's been in?
Oh, my God. I'm going to let you go. I think you're an a-hole, is what I think of you, just by the tone of your voice. I don't like the guy.
Yeah, he was kind of smug. Yeah. Smug.
What's long, tall, thin, and full of holes?
Oh, I hate riddles. Who cares?
No idea.
How about we just play Wilder sound?
I feel like the answer I was going to have to drop, because it was going to be either like right. Racist or vile, yeah, or something. I felt the tone from that guy.
I know, a birdhouse maybe? Like,
go ahead.
Stupid like.
You know, a lot of people don't think that I can fight an inside, but I had to surprise them and show them. My grandma told me a long time ago I was anointed by God, and it shows each and every time. Now I can say there's no man that stepped in the ring that I haven't put on their ass, baby.
I love the guy. I love this guy.
Like, the best part of that is him saying, she told me a long time ago I was anointed by God. And, you know, like, oh, matter of fact, no problem. No, you were the one. I get it. That's right. We've been looking for him.
My goal is to unify, and I'm ready whenever those guys are. It seems like they ain't in no rush to fight me because I am the most dangerous man in the world. I am the most baddest man on the planet, and I prove that tonight. This solidify my top, this solidify my position at the top of the food chain, and soon there will be one champion, one face, one name, and he go by the name of Deontay Wilder.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. He's not like the most loquacious speaker in the history of the world. He's a heavyweight fighter. What do you want?
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
You want freaking Abraham Lincoln up there? I mean, you want some great speech maker? You want a guy who can knock you into next week?
No, he's got some personality. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's got personality.
And, dare I say, I thought he was a tremendous guy when we met.
It's great. Ethan in Charlotte on the Bruins tray. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Reading Sweeney's comments after the trade and said we're in it to win it, and this addresses a need, and you know, on paper and analytics he looks good, but I still just kind of feel like there's maybe one more thing that they're missing. Would you guys do Vakanainen and Heinen for a conditional second round pick that turns into a first only if Kreider resigns, something like that?
Sure. I don't think that gets that done. I don't know how the Rangers give up Kreider without a first round pick guaranteed. I mean, you still have the 2021 first round pick, but it's not as valuable because they got to wait a year. And are you going to trade away your next two first round picks for this year?
No.
I mean, Kasha has a year left on his contract, so it's not like it's a rental, but I think the Bruins are, you know, out of business on their first round picks. Like, that's it. So if they can get someone better than this without giving up their first round pick, congratulations. I don't see it happening.
No, it feels like, again, you'd have to give up more in your system to do it. You know, Heinen? I mean, come on. What's Heinen going to get you?
Tom and Quincy waiting patiently with a Red Sox take. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, initially, I called like an hour ago, but I had to take off, so I had to call back about this because I just can't let it go. I'm at my wit's end with the Brock Holt praise. I can't do it anymore. So if I hear the word Brock star one more effing time, I swear to God, I'm going to jump out my effing window. So I've been reading all these posts, like Nesson had a bunch of stories. I think even NBC Boston had a bunch of stories. And the outrage from the so-called Boston fans, which in the end, I'm sorry, I don't think they actually watch baseball. I think that they, you know, they're attached to, which we've talked about Holt before, so I won't go back down that road. But just a couple things I read which make me want to throw up, to be honest with you. It's one guy said, how can they let Mookie and the Brock star leave at the same time? Another guy said, how do they let an all-star just walk out the door? So, honestly, and in my head I'm going, we're talking about effing Brock Holt, people. Like, Jesus. And this isn't even revisionist history, because it's been like this for friggin' years here now with him. Like, I've never seen anything like it. This guy, he reminds me. Remember, years ago we had, like, Darren Bragg?
Of course.
He's such a dirt dog.
Yeah, you Donnie know? Sadler. Like, there's always a guy.
DeNava. But this guy, Brock Holt, will go down, in my opinion. You know these stupid Mount Rushmore friggin' topics people talk about?
Yeah.
This guy takes the cake. There won't even be three other people on the mountain with him. This is unbelievable.
What? Of the most overrated, overhyped JAG Red Sox players ever.
See,
Daniel Nava's on the list.
Utility guy.
Daniel Nava. People loved Daniel Nava. Loved him.
Yeah, but Holt hit for the cycle of playoffs. The first big league player to do that, Felga.
Brock freaking Holt. Back with more on Agenda Free Friday after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oakland or Tennessee offers him $30 million, and the Patriots come in at $20 million. You think he comes back to New England?
I do.
Mike?
I do, Steve.
I'm not. Mike.
I do. Really?
I think the comfort level, and not, it's not just a number. What if they do it over 2 years, Steve? Let's say, or 3 years, you know, just to say, we don't want to have this discussion again next year.
So Oakland is going to offer him $30 million a year?
Yeah, let's say 2 years.
And the Patriots offer him 20, and you think he's back here in New England?
I do. You think I'm pretty naive, don't you?
I, you know, I love you to death.
Sunshine, but, sunshine. It's always sunshine here.
All right, Jennifer Fadi, everything from the week. That was Mike Reese on Sunday. I guess Gasper agrees with him. Gasper still thinks Brady's staying. Boy, if I asked you, which way is the needle pointing on that? Brady staying or going? After the, you know, the week of reporting and rumor mongering and all of this, you know, what would you say?
Going.
Going.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I have felt this way for a while now. I go all the way back to when they gave him that right to leave without the franchise tag. I mean, you know, that's not something you typically do unless you're getting ready, and then you add in the sale of the house, and everything points to that, to me.
I mean, so what? Okay, but now you're going back months. I'm talking about just this week. The Brees thing was big for me, Drew Brees. It's like, if they wanted him and he wanted them, why wouldn't it be done just like Brees is done?
Sure.
Okay? So, like, that's what it's just another week. We're 26 days until the contract expires, and guys who are in a similar spot all know their status. Eli, done. Rivers, gone. Breeze, coming back. Like, they've all sorted, except for this one. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, to
they're
me...
They're all trying to avoid the inevitable, is what it all reeks of to me.
Yeah, I you know, again, to me, it says that they, you know, there's not a lot of a give and take going on. I my only point about going back is that my opinion hasn't changed a whole hell of a lot since then. And so the deeper we get with every other development, there's nothing indicating that they're getting closer. Nothing. And so I think there was almost an understanding that, like, I wonder if they just said, this is it. We're going to tell everybody this, but the fact is that it's over and you hit the market. We find a new guy and that's it. And so this the Breeze thing, and I understand your point, the contrast of it.
I mean, you think it's possible it's already over.
Oh, yeah. I think it is possible.
And the PR plan was just to let it come out when the time comes. But the reason they haven't talked is because they're not going to.
I think there is that possibility. Yep, I do. Because what is there that's going to be new here? They've been together for 20 years.
This is what I'm saying.
They've been together for 20 years. They know what he wants now. They've known in terms of a contract for 2 years.
What's going to change is that they lose their nerve in the very last moment.
So that is a real possibility, again, because how many times do you see people say they're going to do one thing, and then when they actually are faced with that circumstance, they just act differently.
Yep.
They chicken out. So, you know, that moment of truth, as we continue to call it, the moment of truth, I have no idea. But I think they are all preparing to move apart.
Okay. Back to your thoughts on everything on Agenda Free Friday. Chris in Haverhill. Hi, Chris. Christopher.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up, I talked to my brother after the playoffs ended for the Patriots, and I honestly believe that a good fit for Brady would be in Dallas. And this was before the whole McCarthy thing. I don't know how that would work out, but I believe he can help make America's team relevant again.
Hmm. Well, they're still pretty relevant, Chris. I'm with Maz that, you know, it's the crap that was thrown out there about Dallas is real, except it's Jerry Jones using Brady as leverage against Dak Prescott. I believe that that's the prime motivation. I think it would work on a lot of levels. The coach is one thing, though. Like, McCarthy's going to change his whole system? Or is McCarthy there to Dallas to coach Tom Brady for a couple of years? Or is he there to coach Dak Prescott for the next 10?
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah, right.
That's why he took the job.
B.
So correct. What? He's going to blow out Dak Prescott, bring in Brady for 2 years, change his entire offense just for Brady for 2 years, in the meantime, try and find the next quarterback? I don't know.
But if he got Brady, if Jones got Brady, he'd be run right down and say, listen, fat boy, you know, change that offense. Make sure you work with Tom. You hear me? I'll fire you so fast. You wouldn't even know it. I've gotten rid of whores quicker.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that McCarthy would be the one changing.
All the other stuff, though, like the jersey sales, what it would mean for the league. Like, I mean, that would be a coup.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
Thanks, Colin. Huge business. Kevin in the car on the fight Saturday. Guess Kevin.
Hey, guys, very quickly, everyone should have to say up the top of their call, no matter what they're calling about, who's on their Mount Rushmore. Mine's Shane Victorino. That guy never shut up to the media. Anyway, Felgi, this fight is going to be the – I'm as excited about this, not quite, but Pacquiao Mayweather is the last fight with this hype. I think Deontay in three or four rounds just because of the punch and power, but Fury, man, he can box, and he's supposedly in better shape because he put down the Diet Coke. Fired up for this, Felgi. Good stuff.
Okay, I am too, except Mayweather-Pacquiao, that thing was 5 years too late. Those guys were out of their prime big time. This is two guys square in their prime. Neither of these guys have ever lost. And they've fought a combined something like 73 times or something.
Something like that.
I think, is Fury 29-0-1?
I think, I was going to say 28-0-1, but it's like 29-43, something like that.
Neither of them have ever lost.
Right.
And they're square in their prime. So this is a chance to be, and never mind, they're huge and they destroy people, especially Wilder. Wilder is a freaking destroyer. 43 fights, 41 knockouts. Mayweather-Pacquiao were old, past their prime, 5 dates past the 5 years past the due date on when they should have fought. And let's face it, if there's a more boring fighter in the history of the game than Floyd Mayweather, I'd like to know who it is.
Yeah, not to mention the investigation into the shoulder injury for Pacquiao before the fight,
which we found out after the fact that he was banged up to boot. But either way, Floyd Mayweather is not someone that wants to knock you out. Deontay Wilder, it's his whole game.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason he enters the ring. He's not looking to win on points.
So this is why it has a chance. This is why it has a chance. David Weymouth, your thoughts.
Hey, I actually kind of like the idea of Tyson Fury coming right at him. I think if you go in there and try to stay away from him for 36 minutes, at some point he's going to get you. And Wilder's never actually been a big counterpuncher. But do you want a big prediction?
Yes.
For Saturday night?
Love it.
I'm going to take Wilder by TKO on cuts. Fury was cut up pretty bad. He had a pretty nasty gash,
Dave,
in the last fight.
That last fight against that German dude, that gash, was it in the first or second round?
It's a good one.
And Fury battled through that whole thing. I thought that was really impressive what Fury did in that fight, but he got gashed. Is he prone to cuts?
I haven't known for him to be prone to cuts, but I can tell you one thing. One of the things that causes cuts is when a punch doesn't land cleanly. And because of the way Fury, like, ducks punches, I can see him getting grazed by a big right hand, and it just opens up.
Okay. You know, my fear, after pumping this fight up and being excited as I am to watch it and everything, is that Fury's just going to win on points. And that would be my prediction because, as I've stated a couple times here in the last couple weeks, whatever I want to happen never happens. And whoever I want to win usually loses. And whatever storyline I'm rooting for doesn't usually come to pass. So Brady's not going anywhere, and Fury's going to win a boring fight on points. That's just my lot in life.
See, I usually think when guys fight for the second time, the fight's different than the first fight. And so, I mean,
the first fight was good. It was just Fury was, you know, a minute away from winning on points.
Right. So I think this one's going to be shorter than everyone thinks. That's just, you know, now when I say that everyone thinks 5 rounds, 6 rounds, if it goes 8, 9, 10, like, I'd be surprised.
So, you know, here's the irony of it is that Wilder's in better shape, and not that Fury, I don't think Fury's in bad shape, although there was word that he put on weight this week, that he was heavy. Teddy Atlas said that this morning on ESPN. So keep that in mind. But even if Fury's in shape, Wilder's in tremendous shape. Like, he's cut. He's just not an ounce of fat on the guy. So the longer it goes, it means Fury has survived and is, you know, going towards a decision. But that's where Wilder does a lot of his damage because the other guy tires a little bit and Wilder's still in shape and still throwing. And that's when he gets him a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost counterintuitive, right? It almost goes backwards.
Yes.
Typically, you say the puncher, the later it goes, the less the chances.
The last couple of Wilder fights I've been... Brazil that he knocked out in the first round?
I think that's right.
But there's been a couple around that where I felt like it took him a while to get going. Like, throw for crying. He was losing to Ortiz before he put him down.
Yeah. Oh, my God, did he knock him in the next week, though.
Killed him.
Holy crap, what a punch.
We've got Eric on Cape Cod on the MLB stuff. Hi, Eric.
How are we doing, Felger?
Good, Eric.
And how's Maz?
Good.
And Murray.
Hi.
Eric, no pleasantries. What do you got?
No, Felker, I've got to ask you a question for you. Do you think it's cheating when Mackey took a torch to his freaking hockey stick in a motel room and changed the blade?
Who's Mackey?
In other words, the curvature.
Okay, do I? Yeah, it is cheating. That's cheating, whoever that is.
it's not a violation of the, what do you call it?
It's cheating. What's your point?
Cheating? Okay. Okay. My point is, okay, an equipment violation, okay.
I mean, it's all cheating. It's cheating. Whether it's gamesmanship, what you're talking about, or...
I mean, the curvature of the stick is one of the oldest rule breaks in the book.
Or the code, whatever. It's all cheating. Whether it's accepted or not, or part of the game, quote-unquote part of the game or not, it's all cheating.
Yeah, it's a violation of the rules.
And I am, generally speaking, an anti-cheat guy. And all the little cheats. I hate all the little cheats in baseball. I've given up on, you know, barking about it. But every pitcher, it feels to me, goes to his wrist... or the bill of his cap, or somewhere on his person to load up pine tar or something else every time he throws the ball. And that's against the rules. And it drives me crazy that everyone just allows it. Unless it's so obvious they had to do something. Like, was it, who was the Yankee pitcher who had it on his neck and it was so obvious?
Oh, Pineda. Michael Pineda.
Okay, so it like...
Oh, that was embarrassing.
If you make a mockery of it, they'll come get you. But otherwise, if you just have it on your wrist, the bullfrog on your wrist... Everyone loads, you know, it's like, that's against the rules. Why does everyone allow it? I hate it. But I've just, you know, like, what am I going to do? Everyone does it. So I hate all those little cheats.
Yeah, look, again, I told you, I think the game's gone sideways, backwards. Like, with all the stuff that's happened in baseball over the last year in particular, I have less faith in their ability to play it straight anymore than I ever have before.
Back with more after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpLineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Baz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 12 rounds of action here at Staples Center, we have a split decision, and here are the score totals.
That's how it ended the first time. So, Wilder Fury. Fury was way ahead on the cards, way ahead. Waltzing to victory, and then in the 12th, Deontay Wilder needed a knockout to win, and he just about got it. Fury was out cold. Eyes in the back of his head, the whole thing. Got up at 10, and the judges gave a split draw. I still think Fury should have won the fight. I still think even with, and there was an earlier knockdown of Fury as well. So Wilder had two knockdowns. Fury had none, but the points, I mean, Fury was such a better guy that night. I still thought Fury should have won.
He did. He said that the other day when we talked to him, too. You remember that? I think I said to him, do you feel like you blew the fight? And he said, I won it anyway.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
Right?
I mean, Wilder thinks he won, too. But Fury won. Fury was a better fighter that night. So how's it different this time? If you get a finish like that, you know, with more people watching and now the stakes higher, you'll be on to something.
Sure.
Okay, wrap it up here with your phone calls. You can weigh in on the fight, the Bruins trade, what happens today, whatever you want. Scott and Southie on that Bees trade. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Felger, can you deal with my less than perfect non-landline?
It's fine.
All right. Hey, real quick, I love you talking boxing, but I'd rather hear you prophesize on some hockey real quick.
Go ahead.
So real quick, how many times this week did I bring up or callers bring up the Backus money being a factor? So my thoughts are, I mean, looking at this Kasha move and moving the Backus money, bringing them up with $5 million in salary cap now to move, can you prophesize on somebody who we haven't talked about much, who is Brandon Saad? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, so if you don't need a first-round pick to get Brandon Saad, maybe that clears up the money. So it's like a give and take here. It's, okay, could you have gotten this Kasha for a second-round pick if you didn't include the Backus money? Yeah, probably. But if you don't include the Backus money, you don't have room to bring in someone else or resign. So it's like there's a give and take there you got to consider.
No, there's value in getting rid of the Backus contract.
So let's see what they do with it.
Sure, that's right.
Let's see what they do with it. And Brandon Saad, fine. Can they get a Brandon Saad without giving up a first round pick? Can they get Kreider or, you know, any of these guys without giving up a first round pick?
So Saad's making some money, right?
And he's $6 million a year.
Yeah, and how much time left on the deal?
I think he's got at least a year.
So, you know, in theory, that should cost you a little less.
See, Saad should be a dump on the Chicago side.
Right, that's what I mean.
Chicago should be swallowing money on Saad.
Because he's not living up to the contract anymore.
It's not as bad as Backus, but if anyone's swallowing money, it's them on that deal.
I'd be surprised if they did that, though, because they have some longer-term needs in terms of money, too, right? DeBrusk, maybe even Krug, if they want to keep him. Like, you know, there are, it feels to me like that, you know, if they're going to bring someone in with that money, it's someone who they're going to free up at the end of the year.
Okay, again, we've been talking a lot about Wilder Fury. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, get another opinion on this. Bob Arum, the legendary promoter, joins us now on the horn. Bob, thanks for taking the time. How do you see this fight?
It's great. It's going to be absolutely great. Right now, I'm on the stage at the MGM where we're weighing all of the fighters in the early fights. It's the excitement here is absolutely amazing. Every seat in this arena for this weigh-in is totally filled.
Bob, what'd you make of what happened at the press conference the other night? Now, apparently they're not going to be on the same stage tonight because of what happened the other day. How'd you feel about that?
No, they'll be on the same stage. The commission just doesn't want them to do a face-to-face kind of thing because, you know, we don't want them to start pushing each other and jeopardizing the safety of the fight. So, yeah, they'll be weighed on the same stage. They'll be together, but no face-to-face.
Did you think that was real the other day?
Yeah, well, who knows if it's real or not, but they're not actors. So it gets carried away, and that's when a serious problem can occur.
Hey, Bob, in your opinion, when's the last time a heavyweight fight generated this kind of interest?
When Ali and Frazier fought in March of 1971 in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, come on. So you're
going back
a ways. Hold on. You're saying this is bigger than some of the Tyson fights?
I know it is.
Come on.
I know. It's certainly tracking a lot bigger.
So based on what? Based on the buys? Based on the money you're going to generate?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not even a fair comparison, right? Because it's a different world than we live. Because we don't live in the same world now. But I'm just talking about, can you gauge at all the interest in the sport, independent of the buys or the money? Or can you gauge at all how much this means to the future of the sport?
Where have you seen this any time in boxing where in a presidential debate, one of the candidates talks about this fight that's coming up on Saturday, Amy Klobuchar? Where have you seen an article, a four-page article, in a prestigious magazine like the New Yorker about a fight, any fight? My God, we've never seen it. When have you seen two major networks around the clock talking about a fight? When have you ever seen on the Super Bowl, ever, in the more than 50 years, commercials for a fight? Never. And this fight, two commercials were run by Fox. So my God, yeah, there's the attention for this fight is unprecedented.
Do you think Bob Arron, again, legendary promoter, joining us here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, do you think the sport runs a risk if it's a dud? Like Mayweather Pacquiao did not do the sport of boxing any favors. Do you think that if this one's a dud, you run that same risk because it does have a lot of interest?
No, because people saw the first fight was extraordinarily exciting. One guy got knocked down twice, won a majority of the rounds. It was called a draw. We've seen these two guys go at it. How can it be a dud? We never saw Pacquiao and Mayweather fight each other. It turned out that it was a dud. But this fight can't be a dud. We've already seen the first installment.
Okay, Bob, give me a last question. Thanks for joining us. Just give me your thoughts on the actual fight. Technically speaking, what has to happen for Wilder win? What has to happen for Fury to win?
Well, Wilder is not a great boxer, but a tremendous puncher. So he has to figure out how he gets to Fury and knocks him out with probably the strongest punch ever in the heavyweight division in boxing. A guy who throws a punch like it's a rifle shot. And as far as Fury, he's got to rough up Wilder early, try to knock him out by the middle round, and if he can't, at least weaken him so he can't get off a shot that can take him out with a Wilder punch.
Bob, I know they haven't... I'm sorry. I know they haven't weighed in yet, but I heard Teddy Atlas say this morning that Fury might have put on some weight. Have you heard anything like that?
That who may have put on some weight?
Fury. Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. Well, I heavyweights don't weigh, but I've watched him in the gym. He looks thinner to me and more fit than the first fight. I think if there is some extra weight, as against the last fight, it's all muscle. You'll see when he gets on the stage and weighs in just a little while.
Okay, Bob, thanks for taking the time. We really do appreciate it.
Okay, good talking.
Okay, Bob.
See you, Bob.
The promoter.
Oh, yeah, totally, right? Everything's good. Nah, he's not fat. It's muscle. The first fight was great. No chance it'll fail.
You have Sam Kennedy as number.
I was just going to say.
With his pitch.
But I'll tell you what, that's part of the charm of the
biggest fight since Ali Frazier in 71. Would you stop with this?
And I'll tell you what, I've heard more than one person say this, too, about Wilder. And I'm not disputing Wilder's punching power because it's real. I mean, again, just for people that still aren't following it, Google it.
He's devastated.
Wait till you see some of the shots. I mean, it's amazing that people's heads don't come off, really. But I've never seen anybody hit harder than Tyson. Mike Tyson, I'm sorry. So Mike Tyson, to me, it was just raw, sheer power. And he didn't have to throw a long punch to hit you with it. This guy, you know, is more of a wind-up. He's more gangly. And so, you know, when he hits hard. But Tyson could hit you with, it felt like half a punch, and knock you right out of the ring.
So this is what I worry about. Fury's got to go the distance to win. If it stopped early, I can't fathom he's going to knock out Wilder. So if it goes the distance, it's Fury. Wilder's got to get to him. Except Arum said he's got to knock Wilder down early or get to him early because the longer it goes, this is what I was talking about earlier. Even if Wilder's down on the cards, the longer it goes, it kind of plays to his advantage because he's in better condition and he's still throwing in the 11th and 12th.
I mean, there is a condition.
Just what happened the last time.
Yeah, there's a conditioning element there with Wilder. I don't think there's any question. And so I like Wilder in this fight. I do. I tend to lean towards the knockout guys anyway. But, and maybe that's wishful thinking, I just think that the second time around, if he studied, he's going to see where he can hit him. And so I just think you can't take punches from him. And the other thing quickly about Wilder, Mike, this is a big thing. He can take a shot. So Fury can punch him all night and he can come back. We've seen him come back in fights. So to me, that's a big part of it. If you can take a shot, then the longer it goes, you can handle it.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to it Saturday night. Back on Monday to talk about it. But coming up next is the final word.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. It's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. Now, before we get to the piece of sound that we do have, I do have to say there is going to be production coming next week, because for like the millionth time, about 20 minutes ago, it was you again sounding like Eeyore. I don't know what's happened to you. Do you need happy pills or something? Like, nothing ever goes my way. Everything I root for, nothing ever happens that I want. You're like broken. What's happened?
Yeah, seriously, who's that? We'll never make it. We're doomed.
I don't know. Everything's terrible.
His name was true, Glum. Wasn't his name Glum?
It's true. Nothing's broke my way for a long time.
I want it to happen so it never will.
Garoppolo broke my heart.
We're doomed.
I'm hoping Brady leaves so he'll stay.
All right. Oh, bother.
And it could even be worse come Monday if he doesn't get the result that he wants in the fight. And as they have the big fight tomorrow night, let's revisit a best of from Felger and Maz. Let's do Mad Mike on DAZN.
Okay, so Ruiz. Okay, this is how I feel about... Okay, first, quickly this. You know when the fight is? It's tomorrow at noon.
During the... Oh, because it's in Saudi Arabia.
It's in Saudi Arabia. The fight's in Saudi Arabia. So the fight's at noon. And here's the really disappointing part to me. It's on... Is it called DAZN?
Yeah, DAZN, yeah. D-A-Z-N.
What do I have to do now?
You gotta subscribe.
So I gotta download an app.
Find someone that has it and just take their password.
I don't mind paying for it. I don't want to spend time out of my day dinking around with some phone login technology. I have zero interest in that.
DAZN.
No, but seriously, what do I have to do? Do I have to download, the password?
Password, credit card, boom, done, 90 yeah, seconds.
You have to subscribe.
Pain in my balls.
DAZN.
I have no interest in... I'm cheap, but I'm not a thief. It's the dinking around with my phone or on my computer. Like, get on my TV or I have to watch it on my phone now.
You have a smart TV?
Probably.
Yeah, you can pay $19.99 a month or $99.99 for the whole year.
I don't care about the money. I care about downloading the thing on my TV.
Oh, you care about the money.
I do care about the money. But I care more about the dinking around with the download. Like, DAZN, what does that mean? Oh, it's online. Like, what do you mean it's online? Go F yourself.
DAZN.
Not to be confused with the old Pizza Hut Pizzone.
DAZN.
Yeah, show me DAZN.
Show me your ass.
So I feel the same way about this one. It's like, Download the ESPN Plus app. What do you mean download the... No. Give me the phone number. I'll call, and then you put it on my bill, and that's what... Why can't I just do it that way?
What is it, HBO or Showtime? Showtime.
No, it's neither. No. It's ESPN and Fox.
It's straight pay-per-view, where the ESPN Plus thing trips you up, and it's disingenuous. You get to watch the undercards, and then it gets to the main event, and they're like, go screw it. Screw yourself. You have to go to pay-per-view.
No, just give me a phone number. I'll call, and then you put it on my bill. Like, why can't I just do that?
Tell me what's your Xfinity number?
That's what this is.
Why can't I just do that?
You can in this case.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We'll show you how to do it in the studio here.
Okay, thank you. Give me the number.
Just dial the number.
Okay. And I'll give you a credit card. I don't mind paying for it.
You don't have to deal with DAZN this time to watch Defy.
Oh, my God. Pain in my ass. I can't stand that stuff. Like, why does it make it so good? Just give me the channel.
But I'm eager to find out who's going to be the champ.
What channel is it on?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.